You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Sleuthhounds, KXCV, KRNW.
Good evening and welcome out to Hy-Vee Arena. We're getting set for a Maryville Spoofhound boys basketball battle in the 12 courts of Christmas. The Spoofhounds taking on the Grain Valley Eagles, a non-conference matchup, the final game for both of these teams before they head into the Christmas break. Thanks for joining us here in Kansas City. I'm Matt Tritton with you for tonight's Maryville broadcast as the Spoofhounds coming in 6-0 so far to start the season. Already one win in the MEC already under their belt. They took down Bishop LeBlanc last week 67-42. The Spoofhounds are ranked 6th in Class 4 basketball in the state of Missouri. On the other side, it's the Grain Valley Eagles coming in 4-2 so far. They're 1-0 in conference play. They got that one win early on in as they got things rolling this season. But they're a classic school. They picked up four consecutive wins until a loss last week to Blue Springs South, 62-52. But a very good Grain Valley team, some good guards on that side. You think of Eli Herbert specifically leading the charge, Logan Markham out there as well. On the flip side for Maryville, if you know about this Spoofhound boys basketball team, you know it is very guard heavy. They can get up and go. They've got guys that can shoot all over the floor. And once they go to the bench, they've got guys that can come off the bench and knock down some big shots too. So should be a fun matchup here between Maryville and Grain Valley getting set for this one here, the 12 courts of Christmas in Kansas City. Tip-off coming up at 8 o'clock this evening. Now, these two teams met in this exact same spot last year at this time, Spoofhounds and Eagles. It was one where Grain Valley built up a lead in that second half. Maryville chipped away, and Caden Steckline knocked down a three-pointer late in that basketball game in the final seconds. Had a chance for a four-point play to win in regulation, missed his free throw, but he did the damage by knocking down the three-pointer that tied this basketball game up. It went into overtime, and Maryville picked up a 62-60 victory in OT over these Grain Valley Eagles. So that was an instant classic last year between these two teams. Looking forward to a fun matchup once again this season. Now we look at the Spoofhounds. They've been doing a lot of damage, of course, at home. Last year they were 7-0 at home. This year off to a good start as well. A couple wins over South Harrison and Bishop LeBlanc on their home floor. Away from home, they've only played one true road game. That was at Platte Valley, or I should say at Jefferson, taking on Platte Valley, and that was a win for the Spoofhounds, 69-42. They opened up this season with three games on neutral sites, again in the Savannah Invitational. They took down South Harrison, Platte County, and Kearney. They won the Savannah Invitational that way. So it's a Maryville team that's been awfully good at their home gym there at the Hound Pound, but they've also been good away from home, and a chance for a neutral site battle once again coming up tonight against the Grain Valley Eagles. For Grain Valley, 2-0 at home, 2-1 on the road. Check that, actually 2-2 on the road so far this season. So a team that coming in should be a good battle. Again, Eli Herbert, just a 6'3 sophomore for this team. He's already put up 20 points three times this season. He is kind of the straw that stirs the drink for Grain Valley. On the flip side for Maryville, being led in scoring so far, junior Peyton McCombs averaging 19 points per game. Derek Quinlan's also putting up nearly 19 per game as well. Those two have been huge. But it just feels like the depth right now for Maryville is what gets you not only those shooters and the frontline guards, but that secondary way that they can hit you with. When you think about a guy like Titus McKim, what he can do in the paint, the rebounding, what he brings to the table. Delton Davis can step out and shoot the ball, but he's also just kind of the Tasmanian devil that gets it done all over the place. That motor that consistently goes there. Colson Freeman's had a good start to the season. He's just a sophomore. We're seeing Lucas Viertaler get back into the fold. He's into the starting lineup tonight. He missed the first few games of the season with an ankle injury, so he's up and going once again. Miles Pointer's played some big minutes. And also seeing Maryville able to get a lot from a 5'6 freshman in Tate McCollum, a kid that's stepped in, knocked down some big shots. He's averaging 9 points per game through first six varsity games. So it's a Maryville team that is awfully deep. They've got some guys off the bench that can come at you and hit you in waves as well. So we'll have to see how Grain Valley fares here. They get 16 points per game from Eli Herbert. Logan Markham's in double figures at 11 points per game. Stiles Blackman has had a very good start to the season, shooting 63% from the field. But once you get through that first wave of three guys putting up points, it is kind of hard to find who that next guy is going to be for Grain Valley. So we'll see how Maryville comes out and matches up with the Eagles this evening. We'll see how the Spoofhounds deal with the up-tempo and pressure that Maryville brings game in and game out as well. Should be a fun one here from Kansas City. Hy-Vee Arena is the host site for tonight's 12 Courts of Christmas matchup. It is Maryville taking on Grain Valley. We will step aside. When we come back, we'll bring you the starters for tonight's game and get you set for the opening tip. You're listening to Maryville Spoofhound Basketball on KXCV.org and the Bearcat Public Media app.
Spoofhound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. And from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Support also comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Paget, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. And the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum has served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV-KRNW comes from Pitzenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitzenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. More information at facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC. Also from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or at 102 North Buchanan. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information is at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
You're tuned in to Maryville Spoofhound Pregame on KXCV-KRNW, underwritten by Northwest Cell.
Non-conference basketball this evening. Maryville getting set to take on the Grain Valley Eagles. Thanks for tuning in for this one from Hy-Vee Arena in Kansas City. Last year we had the doubleheader as the Maryville boys and girls both took on Grain Valley in that matchup here in Kansas City. This year kind of more that split going on as Maryville taking on Grain Valley this evening on the boys' side. Tomorrow night will be a 7:45 tip-off as the Maryville girls will be taking on Van Buren out of Arkansas. So be sure to tune in for that one as well. A chance for both Spoofhound teams to come to Kansas City and pick up some W's here in non-conference action. Let's go ahead and bring you the starting lineups for tonight's game for Maryville. We'll see Lucas Viertaler getting into the lineup. Viertaler is a 6-foot junior guard, averaging 4 points per game. Derek Quinlan is a 6-foot senior guard, putting up 18.5 points per game. He's coming off a 15-point outing against Bishop LeBlanc last week. Delton Davis is a 6'1 junior guard, averaging 11 points per game. Peyton McCollum's a 6'1 junior guard that puts up 19.2 points per contest. He led the team with 20 points in that win over Bishop LeBlanc last week, the first MEC game of the year for the Hounds. And rounding out that starting five, it is Titus McKim, a 6'2 junior forward, averaging 6 points per game. His season high came back in that win over Kearney on December 1st. He had 11 in that game. That was the Savannah Invitational Championship. Maryville's led by head coach Matt Steckline, and he's assisted by Del Morley. Spoofhounds are 6-0 to start the season, meeting up with Grain Valley tonight. The Eagles come in at 4-2 on the season. Their starting lineup includes Jack Shane. He's a 6-foot senior guard, averaging 5.5 points and 4.5 assists per game. Eli Herbert is a 6'3 sophomore guard, averaging 16.6 boards per contest. Logan Markham's a 6'2 senior, putting up 11 points per game. Aaron Barr is a 6'1 junior, averaging 8.3 points, 2 rebounds per game. And Styles Blackman is a 6'4 senior forward, averaging 9 points, 6 rebounds per game, shooting 63% from the field. Grain Valley's led by head coach Andy Herbert. Maryville and Grain Valley getting set to battle in Kansas City. We'll take a break. Back with the opening tip on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, offering loans, savings, and checking accounts, credit cards, share certificates, and online banking. Located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue. Today, tomorrow, together. And the United States Air Force. offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or online at airforce.com. Support also comes from local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information at unitedfiber.com.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil carries a full line of feeds from Purina and Land O'Lakes, along with Gates water tanks and bulk bins to fit a variety of needs. More information in-store at 101 North Depot or online at consumersoil.com.
Set for the opening tip here from Kansas City, it'll be Titus McKim out at midcourt for Maryville, Styles Blackman out for Grain Valley. Spoofhounds coming out in their home white uniforms, hounds across the chest in green outlined in gold, and for Grain Valley, the road black jerseys, black shorts, Grain across the chest in blue outlined in white, Valley across the bottom, and the numbers right smack dab in the middle. We are set for basketball and underway. Styles Blackman wins the opening tip. They quickly get it into the corner. Aaron Barr wants a three-pointer off the rim, goes high in the air, hits the backboard. The top of the backboard goes out of bounds, and Maryville gets it to start this game. Empty possession early on for Grain Valley. Here's the first possession of the game for Maryville. Left to right are the Spoofhounds here. As high left side, Delton Davis with it. Being guarded by Barr, gives it right side to Quinlan. Quinlan dribbles to the free throw line. Now left wing, McCollum. Gives a jab step left, goes right, gets to the elbow. Now off to Viertaler. Lucas Viertaler, bounce pass into the corner to Quinlan. Splits a couple of defenders, goes up with the right hand, and floats that one home. Maryville goes up 2-0 after the bucket there by Derek Quinlan. Possession number two here for Grain Valley. Eli Herbert with it, the leading scorer for Grain Valley, 16 points per game. Gives it up to Logan Markham. The senior three-pointer comes up short, and the rebound comes down to Delton Davis. Davis pushes the other way before he's cut off by Barr. Now Peyton McCollum on the drive, jump stop, gets into the paint, and a foul coming up on the floor on the Eagles. They'll get this one on Jack Shane. And so the Spoofhounds will be inbounding on the baseline. 2-0 Hounds early on. Derek Quinlan will be inbounding, lobs it in, high post, gets it to McKim. Now left elbow to Davis. Davis, one dribble, hands off to Quinlan, thought about the three, right wing now Davis. Davis goes baseline. He's cut off there. Back up top, Quinlan wants a three, over Barr, knocks it down. Two possessions, two buckets for Derek Quinlan. Maryville's in front 5-0 early. Blackman gets into the post, guarded by McKim. A couple dribbles, gets into the paint, gives a head fake. Left-hand shot, no good, goes right back up. Fouled on the second attempt. And we'll see some free throws on the way for Styles Blackman. Blackman's a 6'4 senior. He averages 9.6 rebounds per game. Just a 44% free throw shooter on the season. As Blackman looks, eyes, and hits the first points of the day for Grain Valley. And it's a 5-1 Maryville lead. Today's game is brought to you by Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. More details on plans and devices at nwmcell.com. Second free throw, no good. The rebound to Marka, but knocked free, picked up by Quinlan. Peyton McCollum wants a three. Top of the key. McCollum knocks it down. The Spoofhounds are 3-for-3 to start this ball game. 8-1 Maryville going baseline. Shane gets it into the corner. On the drive, it is Markham. Jump stop. Now gives it off to Shane once again. Back into the right corner, Markham. He drives, gets into the paint. Cut off by Davis, and he walked with it. Turnover on Grain Valley. The Spoofhounds get it back in front 8-1 early on. Opening quarter of this one, Maryville 6-0 to start the season, trying to pick up win number 7 here at Hy-Vee Arena in Kansas City. As Peyton McCollum walks it across the timeline, picked up by Herbert, goes left off a screen from Viertaler, bounce pass on to the baseline for McKim, but first McCollum walked with it. First turnover of the night on the Hounds, and the ball goes back to Grain Valley, still an 8-1 Maryville lead. Here at this cavernous Hy-Vee Arena, 12 courts all going here at once throughout the week. A lot of great high school basketball being played, including Maryville tonight against Grain Valley. The girls for the Spoofhounds will be taking on Van Buren out of Arkansas coming up tomorrow at 7:45. Grain Valley with it. Herbert drives, pull up, jumper on the baseline. No good. Blackman gets the rebound, goes right back up and puts it in. First field goal of the game for Grain Valley. It is a Styles Blackman putback, and he has all 3 points for Grain Valley. It's an 8-3 Hounds lead. As Quinlan between the circles, now dribbles over right wing, picked up by Markham. Now Shane switches on to him. They throw it up top. It is Viertaler. Makes the catch. Gets into the paint. Now kicks it right corner for Davis. Davis on the drive. Guarded by Blackman. Bounce pass inside looking for McKim. It is taken away by Barr. Barr brings up the floor. Into the paint. Hangs in the air. Goes up with the right hand. Scoops it off the glass. The 6'1 junior split a couple defenders. Hung in the air. Lays it in. It's a Maryville lead, 8-5. Quinlan, though, takes one step to the left, knocks down the three, gave a head fake, let the defender fly by, and he hits. Quinlan has eight in this first quarter already. Shane on the drive, gets into the paint, goes up with the left hand off the glass and lays it in. First bucket of the day for Jack Shane. Well, a couple early empty possessions for Grain Valley, starting to come around here offensively in this one. So far, 3 of 6 shooting. Maryville so far perfect, 4 of 4, left wing 3. On the way, Lucas Viertaler, that one goes off the rim. The first miss of the day for the Hounds. Still 4 of 5 from the field and sporting an 11-7 lead. As Herbert gets it left side, he goes baseline, cut off by Viertaler, lost control of it, out of bounds off of Herbert, and Maryville gets it back, still up by 4. First sub of the game in for Maryville, Colson Freeman, a 6'1 sophomore guard. McKim checks out. On the floor for the Hounds, McCollum, Quinlan, Viertaler, Freeman, and Davis. Hounds up 11-7. First quarter action here. Maryville and Grain Valley. On the drive, it is McCollum. Gave a little jab step, then he took off, but he walked with it before he put that ball on the deck. A turnover on the Hounds. So Grain Valley gets it back. Again, it's a matchup. Class 4 Maryville, Class 6 Grain Valley. Spoof Hounds are 6-0. The Eagles 4-2 to start the season. Shane dribbles right wing, hands to Herbert. Back left side, it goes to Barr. Pass pretty high. He tips it, brings it in right against the midcourt stripe. Quinlan steps out on him tightly. Now they get it down into the corner. Shane. Shane, one dribble baseline. Up top to Herbert. Herbert off to Markham. Now looking for Barr, and Barr fouled. Going for that ball. Quinlan trying to jump in the passing lane. Runs into Barr, and that's a foul on the Hounds. So it'll be Grain Valley set to inbound in front of the Maryville bench. Aaron Barr ready to trigger this inbound. Gets it in top of the key for Shane. Shane squares up to the hoop, guarded by Freeman. Left wing now for Markham. Markham lobs it inside to Blackman. Blackman makes the catch left of the bucket and lays it in. Styles Blackman with 5 early in this basketball game for Green Valley. A 63% shooter because a lot of that coming right there around the bucket. As Viertaler, left wing, one dribble, bounce pass up top now to Davis. On the baseline goes to Freeman. Freeman has his shot blocked away by Shane. Coming the other way with it is Grain Valley. Herbert out near midcourt. Hands it off to Shane. He'll dribble toward the center of the court, still out near that timeline. Guarded by Freeman. High right side now to Markham. Markham gives a jab step right. Takes a couple dribbles. Now back up top for Herbert. And Grain Valley wants a timeout. Head coach Andy Herbert calls for this one. Andy Herbert in his 18th season leading this Grain Valley program grabs a timeout. We'll step aside as well. Maryville in front 11-9. You're listening to Maryville High School Basketball.
Found broadcast is underwritten by FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that's served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com.
Spoof Hounds taking on Grain Valley in Kansas City this evening, an 11-9 Maryville lead early on. 8 points coming from Derek Quinlan so far. Also a 3 from Peyton McCollum. That's all the Maryville scoring. They lead this one in the first quarter. Eli Herbert off the screen, left wing, 3 on the way, well short. The rebound comes down to Quinlan. Derek Quinlan running the floor here for Maryville. Pulls up, picked up defensively by Markham. They work at left side. It goes to Viertaler. Now out near midcourt to McCollum. Popping out, getting the ball left side. Quinlan takes one dribble back right side. Now McCollum. Patient possession here for Maryville, facing a 2-3 zone out of Grain Valley. In the left corner, Quinlan dribbles up to the wing. Now back into the corner, McCollum. He'll go baseline, trying to get past Blackman. And a foul coming up on Styles Blackman. McCollum got half a step that time on Blackman going baseline. Blackman extended that forearm, and he's whistled for the foul. So Maryville will be inbounding on the baseline, lobbed in by Derek Quinlan to Delton Davis. Davis will dribble around high right side. Again, Spoofound setting up their offense. Right corner goes to Freeman. Back up top to McCollum, trying to drive, gets past Shane, put up to the runner with the right hand, no good. The rebound comes down to Markham. Markham quickly head to Shane in the left corner, thought about the transition three, goes baseline instead, bounce pass inside to Blackman. Blackman through contact, lays it in. Tough shot that time, Styles Blackman, but he's got seven. And Maryville and Grain Valley all knotted up at 11 apiece. As McCollum trying to get the ball near midcourt for Davis. It is taken away, running the other way with it. It was Matthew Leonard who checked in last dead ball. Couldn't convert on the layup. Maryville coming back the other way. Quinlan to the right elbow, into the paint. Now backs off, left wing, gives a head fake. Skip pass into the right corner, Viertaler. Viertaler to McCollum. Looked at a three, trying to drive, lost control, now regathers it, and hands to Quinlan. Derek Quinlan, high right side with it, steps up off a screen from Viertaler. Shane switches onto him. Quinlan, step back three on the way, too strong, and the rebound comes down to Blackman. 1 minute remaining here in this first quarter. Maryville and Grain Valley all knotted up at 11 apiece. Shane has it out near midcourt, picked up by Quinlan. Man-to-man defense out of the Spoof hands in this opening quarter. Markham guarded by Davis, now back up top. Between the circles, it goes to Herbert. Herbert picked up by McCollum, back right side, Grain Valley. Milking this clock because we are inside a minute left to play in the opening quarter. Shane goes left, back right, now gives to Leonard. Leonard to Herbert popping out. Now high left side for Markham. Markham dribbling around the arc. Gives a glance over at the timeline, or the scoreboard, excuse me, and head coach Andy Herbert. Now the ball poked free in the backcourt, picked up by Quinlan. He'll take it, right-hand layup off the glass is good. Grain Valley milking clock, but they didn't see Quinlan coming as they looked away. The ball taken away, and the Spoofhounds get the easy bucket. Up by two, 4 seconds left to play here in the first quarter. Quick three put up by Leonard, deep three, out one off the front of the rim, no good. And we head to the second quarter. Maryville and Grain Valley in a battle. 13-11 is our score. We'll take a break. Back with your second quarter on the Spoofhound Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. Support for Spoofhound football comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Millen Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at UnitedFiber.com.
Spoofhound basketball as we get this second quarter underway. Maryville in front 13-11. Down on the baseline, Colson Freeman with it. One dribble now up on the right wing to Quinlan. Looks inside to a cutting McCollum. He's going to try to go baseline. Cut off there by Herbert. Skip pass left side. Tate McCollum getting his first action. Bounce pass across to the right side for his brother Peyton McCollum. To the top of the key. Now backs off a bit. Guarded by Markham. Dribbles left. Kick out to Davis. Davis works his way into the paint. Goes up right hand off the glass. That one falls. Davis banked it in. It hit the front of the rim. Hung there for a second before it went down. Maryville up 15-11 now as Blackman gets it inside, right block, powers through, and able to get that one to go down. Tough work inside by Blackman, but Maryville still in front, 15-13. Quinlan, high post now for Davis. Davis trying to work around Blackman, hangs in the air, tough shot, bounds off the back of the rim, into the hands of Jack Shane. Shane quickly ahead to Leonard. Leonard inside to Blackman, posting up, working on Davis. Fighting through, the shot no good. The rebound comes down to Delton Davis. Tough defense inside. Pretty clear that Blackman has a size advantage. They're trying to get the ball into him. And fighting early. Quinlan quickly into the right corner. Tate McCollum puts up the three. No good. And the rebound comes down to Leonard of Grain Valley. Now Shane with it, left wing, skip pass right side, three on the way, Markham, that one rims out, and the rebound comes down to Davis, not free by Leonard, picked up by Quinlan. Quinlan running the floor for the Spoofhounds, down to the left block, cut off there by Markham, scoops a pass out to McCollum. McCollum starts to go, backs out now, looks to his right, now throws into the corner for Davis. A zone look at a Grain Valley right now as they throw back high right side for Tate McCollum, down to the right corner. Quinlan, skip past left side, Freeman. He'll set up Colson Freeman for three. That one off the front of the rim, no good. And the rebound comes down to Blackman. Still a 15-13 Maryville lead. Second quarter action here from Hy-Vee Arena, 12 courts of Christmas. Leonard has it right corner, finds a cutting Shane. Shane goes up with the right hand, fouled by Quinlan. Shot no good, but a couple free throws on the way for Jack Shane. Shane steps to the free throw line. 5 of 15 at the line so far this season. A 33% shooter, but still early on. A 6-foot senior here for Grain Valley. And the first goes down. 3 points now for Shane. As Viertaler checks in, Quinlan checks out. Also into the game for the first time, Samuel Pendergrass, a 6'6" sophomore. Blackman checks out of the game for Grain Valley. One more free throw on the way for Shane. That one rims out, tipped by Davis, and the rebound picked up by Peyton McCollum. So one of two that time at the line goes Jack Shane. Maryville with it, still in front, 15-14. High right side, Colson Freeman. Facing this 2-3 zone, lobs a pass to Viertaler. Now between the circles to Peyton McCollum. Takes a dribble up to the top of the key. Now backs off between the circles. Picked up by Markham, dribbles left elbow, finds a cutting Davis. Davis bounce pass into the paint, goes to Freeman, can't finish, gets his own board. Out to Peyton McCollum. McCollum a head fake, now to Tate McCollum. Tate will take that one, and Tate off the rim, no good. The rebound comes down to Herbert. Eli Herbert crosses midcourt, picked up by Peyton McCollum. Hands off Markham, now back to Herbert, trying to go baseline, cut off. Now he goes again, and a foul on the floor coming up on the Hounds. Look at this one coming up on Peyton McCollum, the 6'1 junior. As Quinlan got a brief rest, he is back into the game. Also into the game for his first action, Caleb Lunn, a 6'1 senior for Grain Valley. Freeman gets a break as well as Shane for Grain Valley. Inbound comes into Samuel Pendergrass, high post, gets it. Picked up by Viertaler, squares up, now takes a dribble and hands off to Leonard. Leonard has a top of the key, dribbling to his left, gets the elbow. Now just inside the elbow, finds a cutting Lunn. But Lund walked with it just as he caught that pass. A quick turnover on Grain Valley, and Maryville will get it back. Third giveaway of the game for Grain Valley. Spoofhounds still in front, 15-14, the second quarter. Peyton McCollum crossed the timeline, gives it up to Quinlan, right back to McCollum. Spoofhounds trying to work the ball back and forth quickly, facing this zone defense out of Grain Valley. Now to McCollum. Quinlan back to Peyton. Now bounce pass down into the corner goes to Davis. Back up to McCollum. They work it back around to Quinlan. Left wing for McCollum. And back to DQ. DQ gets an opening. Goes in the drive. Layup no good. The rebound comes down to Leonard. Had a brief look there. Couldn't convert. Quickly into the corner. Lund thought about the three. Gives back to Herbert. Herbert to the free throw line. Jumper on the way. Good. Good looking shot that time from Eli Herbert. The sophomore leads this team 16 points per game. That is his first bucket of the night. And it gives Grain Valley a 16-15 lead. Quinlan, left corner, Tate McCollum. McCollum trying to go baseline, cut off. Bounce pass back up to McCollum, high left side. Peyton starts to drive, gets down to the block. Back up top, Viertaler spots up. Lucas Viertaler for three, no good. Lund with the box out, and the rebound comes down to Grain Valley. Herbert glances over at his father, Andy Herbert, brings it across midcourt. Picked up by McCollum. Pass into the paint. Goes to Pendergrass. Pendergrass can't convert on the layup. Quinlan came over it to help out on the defense. And Maryville with it the other way. Quinlan nearly goes for a travel. Had to pull that one back to Viertaler. Now left side. McCollum rattles home a three. Peyton McCollum knocks down the three-pointer. Quinlan nearly traveled with that one. Gave it to Viertaler. He worked it to Tate McCollum. Then left side to Peyton McCollum. And Peyton knocks down the triple. His second of the day. Maryville. Back in front, 18-16. We'll step aside. Back with more. You're listening to Maryville Spoofhound Basketball on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for Spoofound Football comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville, and online at mwdata.net. Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofound Athletics. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
Spoofound's up 18-16. Last possession, Peyton McCollum knocked down the three, and that gave Maryville the lead right back after Eli Herbert hit a bucket the previous Green Valley possession to give the Eagles their first lead of the night. But Spoofound's back up by two. It is Green Valley basketball. Pendergrass, top of the key, looking to his right, needing some help. The sophomore finally gets it off to Eli Herbert on the wing. To Leonard popping out. Leonard to Markham, trying to turn the corner, gets to the left elbow to Lund, right back to Markham. High right side, Herbert. Herbert on the drive, has it knocked free by McCollum. But a reach foul coming up on Peyton. I believe that's number two coming up on McCollum. As Titus McKim checking into the game for the Hounds, Lucas Viertaler gets a break. Coach Steckline gives a motion there to McCollum, saying, hey, playing with two fouls here in this second quarter. Pendergrass off to Leonard, knocked free by Tate McCollum, tracked down by Leonard near midcourt. Now bounce pass off to Markham, high left side. Into the corner it goes for Herbert. Herbert trying to get past McCollum. He can't, step back. Jumper now knocks it down. Boy, he looked like he wanted to go baseline. McCollum cut him off, then he just stepped back and knocked down that jumper, made it look easy. Herbert, 4 points now in this second quarter. Tate McCollum left wing, back to Peyton McCollum. Deep three on the way for Peyton. Front of the rim, no good. And Pendergrass pulls in the rebound. Knotted up at 18 apiece. Herbert picked up by Delton Davis. Jumper on the way, long two, no good. The rebound comes down to McKim. McCollum speeds up the floor. Skip pass left side goes to Quinlan. Quinlan wants to drive, gets into the paint, goes up right hand, got past the line, bucket in the foul. Strong take that time by Quinlan. He got a step on Lund. Not much that time Caleb Lund could do, just trying to come from behind, block that one away. Good job of shielding the defender with his body. Quinlan got the bucket and fouled on the way up. Derek now up to 12 points in the game as Maryville set for their first free throw attempts of the evening. As we'll see, Blackman, Shane, and Barr back into the game for Green Valley. They're joining Herbert and Markham already on the floor. Free throw on the way for Quinlan. Rattles that one home. He has 13 points now. And the Hounds are up 21-18. Shane across midcourt. Left side it goes for Barr. Man-to-man defense out of the Spoofhounds. Tate McCollum tightly on Barr. They get to Herbert. Inside to Blackman. Kick out three on the way. Markham knocks that one down and ties it up. First points of the day for Logan Markham. And it's 21-21 here in this second quarter. Good battle between Maryville and Green Valley. Last year's game went into overtime. Maryville won it by two, 62-60. Peyton McCollum to Tate McCollum. Has a high left side, gives to his brother on the wing. Peyton wants to drive, gives it off to Delton Davis. Davis trying to run down the right side of the lane, called for the travel. A turnover on the Hounds, their fifth. And Green Valley able to get it back. This game tied up 21 apiece. Jack Shane with it. Left wing now Markham. Markham guarded by McCollum. Top of the key, Herbert. Into the corner now Shane. Shane back to Herbert. Coming off a screen from Markham. Now back into the corner. Shane skip pass right side. Gets it into the corner. 1 minute left to play here in this first half. High right side, Herbert to Shane. Gets a screen from Blackman. Quinlan right there. Quinlan tips a pass intended for Blackman. The ball loose inside. Getting after it. Peyton McCollum scoops it out. Gets it out to Quinlan. Pull up three in transition. Quinlan no good. Offensive board. It goes to Delton Davis. Davis inside to McCollum. Out to Quinlan. Thought about the three left side. Now he'll take it from the corner. Off the back of the rim. No good. It rolls over the backboard and out of bounds. A couple looks that time in transition. The Hounds couldn't hit. We are still tied 21 apiece inside. A minute left to go in this first half. Kind of what you'd expect between these two teams. Really good guard play out there, seeing Styles Blackman play well in the post this first half for Green Valley. We are tied up at 21 apiece. High right side, stepping out to get the ball, Aaron Barr. Now out near midcourt it goes for Shane. Again, Grain Valley trying to eat up some clock and get that final shot of the first half. Herbert off a screen from Blackman. Inside 10 seconds left to play here in the first half. Pass gets over to Barr. Air ball goes up. Blackman able to pull it in and gets the putback right under the hoop just as time expires in the opening half. A fortunate play there for Grain Valley. That one well short but right into the hands of Stiles. Blackman, he gets the bucket, and it's a 23-21 lead for Grain Valley as we reach halftime. Maryville and Grain Valley battling here at Hy-Vee Arena, part of 12 courts of Christmas. We've got a tight basketball game here so far. Once again, 23-21 is our score. Grain Valley in front as we reach halftime. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go through some of your first half stats, your scores, and how these teams have fared to this point. You're listening to Maryville High School Basketball.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. Also from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Today's broadcast is also brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud sponsor of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com, member FDIC. Also from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years, the Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, visit nwmcell.com.
You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoofhounds, KXCV, KRNW.
Back out at Hy-Vee Arena, Maryville. Currently trailing Grain Valley at halftime, 23-21 is our score. Thanks for joining us for some Maryville High School basketball on the Bearcat Public Media app and online at kxcv.org. Spoofhounds 6-0 to start the season, meeting up with the 4-2 Grain Valley Eagles. A good battle so far in this one. Maryville up 13-11 at the end of the first quarter. Grain Valley able to come back. A late bucket by Stiles Blackman in his 23-21 Grain Valley as we reach halftime in this one. For Maryville, being led by Derek Quinlan, he's got 13 points. I mean, he has been doing a lot of the heavy lifting for the Spoofhounds. Got a little bit of foul trouble, missed a little bit of time there in that second quarter, but back out there playing, he has 13. Peyton McCombs knocked down a couple three-pointers. He has 6 points, and Delton Davis also has two. That's all the scoring for Maryville so far in the first half. Unofficial numbers for the Spoofhounds, shooting 7 of 19 from the field. They are 1 of 1 at the free throw line. That was Derek Quinlan getting there, completing an and-one opportunity, and 5 turnovers in that opening half for the Spoofhounds. On the other side for Grain Valley, they're being led by Stiles Blackman. He got quite a few putbacks, and, you know, of course, Maryville plays such a guard-heavy style of basketball. Titus McKim's a forward when he's out there. He's a 6'2" junior, but giving up quite a few pounds to Stiles Blackman, who's a 6'4 senior inside for Grain Valley. Blackman getting quite a few touches. He's got some putbacks. He has 9 points in that opening half, including catching an air ball from Aaron Barr with about 2 seconds left to go in the first half. Caught it, went right back up, banked it in, and that was the final bucket of the half to give Grain Valley this 23-21 lead at halftime. Eli Herbert is the leading scorer for Green Valley. Maryville's doing a nice job defensively on him. He averages 16 points per game, shoots 46% from the field. He has just 4 points so far on this one. Those are a couple mid-range jumpers, one just inside the top of the key, one down on the left baseline. Not easy shots. The sophomore guard knocked them both down. He has just 4 points through the first two quarters. Jack Shane has just 3 points. He got a bucket, also went 1 of 2 at the free throw line one trip. Logan Markham knocked down a three-pointer. Aaron Barr has 2 points. That's all the scoring so far in this one for Green Valley. For their numbers unofficially as a team, 9 of 20 from the field. They are 2 of 4 from the free throw line, one being knocked down by Blackman, the other being knocked down by Jack Shane, and they turned the ball over 4 times in that opening half of play. Maryville trailing 23-21. Today's Spoofhound broadcast is brought to you by Laclede Chain Manufacturing on East 1st Street in Maryville. Laclede's a family-owned company producing various chains for hardware, industrial, snow chains, and more. Additional information is available at lacledechain.com. Well, Spoofhound is playing at Hy-Vee Arena this evening, taking on Green Valley. They played this exact same team last year here at the 12 Courts of Christmas from Hy-Vee Arena. Last year, though, was a doubleheader. We saw the girls' game followed directly by the boys' game. A little bit different this year. The boys taking on Green Valley this evening. It was an 8 o'clock tip-off. The girls will be taking on Van Buren out of Arkansas. That's a 7:45 tip coming up tomorrow evening. So Maryville right back down here for some girls basketball. You can catch that here on the Bearcat Public Media app or online at kxcv.org as well. A chance for the Spoofhound girls to pick up another win there. Then they're off to Hoops for Hope against Lawson coming up on Thursday in Lawson. So that'll be a good cause, raising money for breast cancer awareness, and much more on that coming up tomorrow throughout that broadcast as well. So Maryville girls basketball coming up tomorrow against Van Buren, and then coming up Thursday, they'll be taking on Lawson in Lawson that evening. Right now, though, at halftime, the Spoofhound boys trailing Green Valley 23-21 is our score. We will take a break and be back with more Maryville High School basketball.
Support for Spoofhound football comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill and Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot BioProven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com. And from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. For more information, 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Support is also provided by Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com. And Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil has served the community for 95 years and continues to be a local source for refined fuels, propane, feed, tire services, grain merchandising, and agronomy services. More online at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. And from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, the credit union offers in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day and electronic signatures on loan documents. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together. Also from Northwest AV, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information at nw-av.com. Today's game is also brought to you by Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 11 o'clock every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoofhounds, KXCV KRNW.
Back in Kansas City, getting set for the third quarter. Maryville taking on Green Valley in this one. Once again, last year, it was one that Maryville had to come back in that second half. They forced overtime. Caden Steckline knocked down a late three-pointer. Maryville won it in OT by the score of 62-60. The Spoofhounds hoping it doesn't take overtime, but looking for a similar strong second half to be able to push in front of Green Valley, pick up win number 7 on the season. Spoofhounds 6-0 right now. They picked up one conference win already. They knocked off Bishop LeBlanc 67-42 last week. Maryville girls basketball coming up tomorrow night at 7:45. We had Northwest Missouri State basketball earlier today. The Bearcat women playing their final game before heading into the holiday break. They picked up a 67-63 win over Augustana. So Northwest Missouri State Bearcat women's basketball 10-2 now. They head into the break. Them and the men's teams will be back in action coming up on December 30th, where the women take on Kansas Wesleyan and the men take on Clark. We're getting set for the third quarter. We'll step aside and be back to get things underway. You're listening to Maryville High School Basketball.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
Support for Spoofhound Football comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville, and online at mwdata.net.
It'll be Green Valley basketball to get this third quarter underway. On the floor for the Spoofhounds, it is Lucas Viertaler, Peyton McCollum, Delton Davis, Titus McKim, and Derek Quinlan. Spoofhounds out in their home white uniforms. Green Valley wearing the road black uniforms. On the floor for the Eagles, it'll be Barr, Shane, Herbert, Markham, and Blackman. So the original starting five for both teams back out there. It's a 23-21 Green Valley lead, and the inbound comes into Herbert. We're underway in this third quarter. Markham brings it across midcourt, picked up defensively by Delton Davis. Left wing now to Blackman. Blackman gets it to Barr, popping out top of the key. Into the corner, Herbert. Herbert catch and shoot three. On the way, knocks it down. Mentioned during halftime, he only had a couple looks in that first half. A couple mid-range jumpers, had 4 points. He averages 16 per game. And Coach Andy Herbert gets a play for his son right out of the gate. He knocks down the three. On the other end, Peyton McCollum, left corner, three-pointer won't go. Maryville, outside of Derek Quinlan, pretty cold from deep so far in this game. On the other end, quick bucket, won't go down for Green Valley. As Peyton McCollum underneath to Delton Davis. Davis goes to McKim. McKim can't finish. Gets his own rebound. Power dribble goes back up. He's fouled, and a chance for a couple free throws on the way now for Titus McKim. Just the second and third free throws of the game on the way for Maryville. That foul coming up on Stiles Blackman. As McKim steps up to the line. First free throw on the way is good. That's his first point of the night. He averages 6.2 per game. One more for the 6'2 junior forward. And the second is short. Rebound comes down to Herbert. It's a 26-22 Green Valley lead. Right wing Barr. Man-to-man defense out of the Hounds. Out to Markham. Markham into the right corner. Herbert coming off a screen. Puts up another three-pointer. That one no good. Offensive rebound. Blackman. Blackman goes back up. They're going to call a foul on McKim. That's an unfortunate turn of events. It looked like Blackman extended his arms. Probably should have been whistled for the foul prior to the rebound. He pulls it in. He gets fouled by McKim, and Stiles Blackman will go to the line. Blackman steps up. One of two at the stripe so far today. First one on the way. Rims home. Colson Freeman checks in. Titus McKim comes out. 27-22. Green Valley in front. One more free throw on the way for Blackman. Right-hand free throw is good. Blackman hits both. It is a 6-point Green Valley lead. Maryville once again facing a 2-3 zone out of Green Valley. A lot of good shooters out there for Maryville, but just having a hard time getting things going and shooting Green Valley out of this zone. Delton Davis into the corner, Colson Freeman. Freeman hands it off, high right side, Peyton McCollum into the corner, Lucas Viertaler. Viertaler starts to drive into the left corner, Quinlan shovels a pass to Davis, inside to McCollum. McCollum goes baseline, up top to Viertaler. They make to Davis. Davis gives a head fake, now underneath to McCollum. McCollum goes up with the right hand. Great ball movement created the opening in the zone. McCollum finished. A nice feed by Davis. the first field goal of this second half for Maryville. Spoofhounds trailing 28-24. Open three on the way for Markham. That one's short. Rebound snared by Lucas Viertaler. To Quinlan. Quinlan quickly ahead. It's tipped. McCollum picks up the loose ball. Jumper in the lane. Hits the rim. Bounds off. And the rebound comes down to Freeman. High right side now to Quinlan. Quinlan to the free throw line. Lobs it into the corner. Delton Davis. Davis will dribble up to the wing. Shovels a pass off to Quinlan. Finds cutting back door Freeman. Freeman to Davis. Davis has a shot blocked away. A whistle and a foul coming up. It was Jack Shane in front and Eli Herbert from behind. They get the body coming up on Herbert. And this will get Delton Davis to the free throw line. Hounds trailing by four. The 12 courts of Christmas. We got six or seven courts here on the upper level. And after that foul, the ball got knocked away and rolled about 250 feet away before it was finally tracked down by Jack Shane. And so Delton Davis set for a couple free throws, trying to bring Maryville back within two. First one on the way, too strong. One more on the way for Delton Davis, the 6'1 junior guard. Second free throw goes. He has 3 points on the day. Maryville back within one possession, 28-25. As Eli Herbert walks across midcourt, picked up by McComb. To Markham, now up top to Shane. Shane dribbling around the arc to the wing. He'll hand it off to Herbert. McComb on Herbert. Pass across to Markham. Markham driving left block, goes in, and that one hung on the rim and fell. Logan Markham gets the bucket. A 5-point lead right now for Green Valley. Right wing with it, Viertaler, giving some space. Now up top, McComb, head fake. Between the circles, Davis. Left wing, Quinlan. Skip pass goes to Viertaler. Back up top, Davis. And Davis starts to attack. Gets to the free throw line. Turns. Trying to get a pass out to Quinlan. It is tipped by Markham. Picked up by Blackman. A turnover on the Hounds. Other way. Foul underneath. Barr will go to the free throw line for two. So Aaron Barr has a chance to pick up a couple free throws here. A 30-25 lead right now. Green Valley in front in this third quarter. As Barr steps up to the line. 3 of 5 at the free throw line this season. Not many opportunities. The first one rims out. And one more on the way for Barr. A 30-25 Green Valley advantage. And the second here from Barr is good. 3 points on the day now for Barr. 1 of 2 on that trip. Eagles up 31-25. Out near midcourt with it. Quinlan dribbles over toward the right wing. Picks it up. Now back out near midcourt to McCollum. Scanning the floor. Lucas Viertaler steps up, set the screen. Start to attack to get it into the corner. Quinlan. Quinlan goes baseline, working on Shane. Stops, spins. Shane falls to the ground. Goes up with the right hand and knocks that one down over the top of Blackman, trying to come over and help out. 15 on the day for Quinlan. That's his first bucket of this second half. 31-27. Maryville down 4. Three on the way from Barr, and Barr knocks it down. The first three-point make of the day for Aaron Barr. Extend this lead to 34-27. Getting late here in this third quarter. Hounds down 7. Right side, McCollum. Back up top, Quinlan. Gives a head fake. Takes one dribble. Right side now, McCollum. 3 on the way. Rims out again. And that one out of bounds off of Herbert. Maryville continuing to struggle shooting from deep in this game. A 34-27 Green Valley lead as Quinlan lobs it into Davis. Davis hands off to McCollum, gets into the paint, puts up the runner with the right hand. It goes down. Peyton McCollum into double figures with 10. Spoofhounds looking for a stop now. Down 2 possessions. Shane hands it off for Markham. Right wing now to Barr. Barr inside. It goes to Blackman. Blackman trying to go one-on-one with Delton Davis. Lowers his shoulder. Goes in with the right hand. No whistle. Davis hits the deck. The layup is good. No offensive foul there, and Coach Steckline looking for an explanation as Blackman flattens Delton Davis. 3 on the other end, no good that time. Out of Lucas Viertaler. High right side with it is Barr. Barr floats a pass left wing for Herbert. A seven-point lead right now for Green Valley. Off a screen, three on the way. Herbert, no good. Check that bar with the three-point look. And the rebound comes down to McCollum. Peyton McCollum up the floor. Slows up right wing to the free throw line. Spins to Quinlan. Quinlan on the attack. Kicks to Davis. Into the corner, Viertaler. Viertaler, bounce pass goes to Davis. Now left wing is Quinlan. Quinlan finds a cutting McCollum. Elbow, gives a head fake. Spins. Leans forward. Goes up with the right hand and knocks that one down in the paint. Well, if it won't go from outside, get into the paint, why not? Peyton McCollum gets another bucket. Maryville still within five, 36-31. Blackman gets it inside, working on Davis once again. Floats a pass out up top, Shane. Shane around to Herbert. Herbert has a shot blocked away by McCollum. McCollum closed quickly after helping out on Shane up top, gets the block shot. Quinlan hands off to Peyton McCollum, gives a look. Back up top, Quinlan thought about a deep three, thinks against it, goes right side now for Peyton McCollum. McCollum off a screen from Davis. Backs off. Now gives it onto the wing for Davis. Hounds down by five. Trying to cut into this lead. Right corner. McCollum gives a head fake on the three. Steps up. 10-foot runner won't go. And the rebound comes down for Markham. Markham crosses midcourt. Picks up his dribble. Now gives it off to Herbert. High left side. Onto the wing now Blackman. Blackman getting plenty of space from Davis. Now to Shane. Shane to Herbert coming off a screen from Blackman, trying to go baseline. McCollum not giving him any space. Fadeaway jumper short. Offensive rebound. Blackman gets it, goes right back up, and he finishes. They got the miss from Herbert. They could not get the offensive rebound. Styles Blackman has 17 points. After him, it drops off considerably for this Green Valley offense as McCollum has the ball loose on the ground, dives after it. He has whistled for the travel, trying to roll and get that one away to a teammate. Turnover on the Hounds with 1 minute left to play here in the third quarter. It's a 38-31 Green Valley lead. Inside a minute left to go in the third quarter. Hounds down seven, 38-31. Green Valley with it now. A turnover. Shane trying to throw it to Leonard. Leonard started a cut back left. Shane thought he was going right. They give this one away. And Maryville trying to cut into this deficit before we reach the fourth quarter. Spoofhounds have shown throughout the year they can score in bunches, but they got to get something going. Three-pointer on the way left side. Peyton McCollum rims out. Offensive rebound. Colson Freeman goes right back up over two defenders. That one's no good. And the rebound comes down to Blackman. Left side bar. Bar out near midcourt. Now to Shane. Coach Herbert wanting Green Valley to get one last shot here in this third quarter as Markham comes and gets it near midcourt. Now high left side to Barr. Colson Freeman stepping out on Barr. Now to Markham. Shane off a screen from Blackman going left of the lane. Stops back up top. Barr wants an open three. That one rims out. Rebound pulled down by Davis. Davis off to Quinlan. Down to 5 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Quinlan ahead to Freeman. Right block goes in the air. Some contact, no foul. The shot no good. And we'll head to the third quarter. 38-31 is our score in favor of Green Valley. We'll take a break. Be back with your fourth quarter on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Support for Spoofhound football comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Millen Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Well, playing up from Class 4 against a Class 6 school, you know this would be a battle here for Maryville. Spoofhound's down by 7. They'll have the basketball to start this fourth quarter. And really not playing poorly, just having a hard time getting some of those shots from the outside to go down. As Peyton McCollum gets it into Tate McCollum, right back to Peyton. Spoofhounds going right to left in this fourth quarter, down by seven. Tate McCollum, high left side, dribbling around the arc, gets it to Davis. Davis into the paint, gives a head fake, goes up, and he's fouled on his way up. We'll see Davis going to the free throw line as, once again, that ball got away. It is rolling away, a long run there for Logan Markham to track down that basketball before Davis goes to the free throw line. Well, support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. First free throw rims out for Davis. Spoofhounds 1 of 1 at the free throw line in the first half. Just 2 of 5 to start this second half. One more on the way for Davis. And it's good. Hounds down by 6. Looking for a big defensive stop or some kind of play to really swing momentum in their favor as Eli Herbert will bring it across midcourt. He's picked up by McCollum, lost the ball, picks it back up, gets it to Pendergrass up top. Pendergrass hands to Herbert. Herbert trying to create some space, can't get away. Now gives it off left side Markham. Markham on the drive, into the paint, stops, floats, shot on the way, too strong. The rebound comes down to Davis. All right, Maryville gets their stop. Need to convert on the other end. Right corner, Quinlan, guarded tightly by Leonard. Drives, gets into the paint, stumbles, gets the ball away to Davis, and a foul on the floor coming up. I believe this one will be on Matthew Leonard of Grain Valley, and it is. So Spoofhounds will be inbounding. Peyton McCollum will be triggering this one in from the right of the hoop on the baseline. Pass into the short corner goes to Davis, takes it into the corner, now out high right side to Quinlan. They got Pendergrass on Quinlan. He likes his matchup, wanted to attack, but they quickly switch bar back onto him. Now Davis. Davis trying to work on Pendergrass. Into the paint, kick out. Tate McCollum left open. Three left side. Tate McCollum's got it. Needed a spark. McCollum steps up and knocks it down. His first bucket of the night. Spoofhounds back within three. Coach Steckline willing his team to go out here and get a stop on the other end now. Down 38-35. Markham skip past left side. Leonard thought about the three. Drives in. Goes baseline off the glass. Shot no good. Tipped out by Freeman. Picked up by McCollum. McCollum slowing things up. Now gets in. Right block. Stops. Out to Quinlan. Wants the three. Short. No good. And the rebound comes down to Herbert. That one left short by Quinlan. Still 38-35. Grain Valley up here in the fourth quarter. Right side bar. Bar has it nearly poked free by Quinlan. A whistle and foul coming up on Derek, trying to reach in and knock that one away. I believe that's number three coming up on Quinlan here in this fourth quarter. As Bar will be inbounding in front of the Grain Valley bench. Gets it into Markham. Markham being guarded tightly by Colson Freeman. Dribbles over between the circles. Now gives it high right side to Leonard. Leonard guarded by Tate McCollum. McCollum had the big three-pointer to bring Maryville back within three. Now looking for a stop. Leonard gives it free throw line. It goes to Markham. Dribbles down to the baseline. Out to Bar. Bar finds a cutting Herbert. Herbert under the hoop. Too strong with the left hand, and the rebound comes down to Davis. 9 out of 10 times he is making that one, but that must have been the one. In transition. Dribble to the left. Tate McCollum three. Comes up short, long. Rebound tipped out by Markham. Markham tracks it down the other way. Fires underneath Bar. Bar gets it. Goes up. And he walked with it. He got Peyton McCollum in the air, was going to get an easy bucket, but he drug his pivot foot when he was under the hoop, and it's a turnover on Grain Valley. You feel that tension ratcheting up here in this fourth and final quarter. Maryville down by three, 38-35. Tate McCollum, one dribble. Left side now to Quinlan. Popping out right side, it's Davis. Now into the corner for Tate McCollum, facing this 2-3 zone once again as a 2-3 zone extended out to the perimeter. Into the corner for Peyton McCollum. McCollum trying to drive on Herbert. Gets into the paint. Out to Quinlan. Quinlan to the right elbow. Picks up his dribble. Shovels a pass out to McCollum. McCollum will drive. He stops. Back out to Quinlan. Nearly stolen by Barr. Quinlan into the paint. Stops. Now to the free throw line. Freeman. He'll hand it off to Peyton McCollum. McCollum wants a three. That one's no good. And Tate McCollum knocked down the 1-3, but everybody else coming up empty so far in this fourth quarter. As we've got this whistle dead now, we're going to have some subs coming in. I think the scoreboard must have shut off, stopped working, whatever. They got it turned back on. The scoreboard is at midcourt right in front of us facing the fans. It's probably like a 40-inch flat screen TV. So they turn that back on. They allow the subs to come into the game. It's Green Valley basketball. For Maryville, Lucas Viertaler in. Styles Blackman into the game for Green Valley. Left wing, Barr with it. Maryville down three. Up top now, Markham. Markham driving right of the lane, stops inside to Blackman. Blackman, shot goes off the back of the rim, no good. The ball loose underneath. Blackman able to shovel it off to Shane, to Herbert. Herbert into the paint, hangs in the air, jumper on the way, no good. Another offensive rebound. Blackman has it blocked away by Quinlan. Ton of contact both ways that time down the floor. No fouls called either side. They're letting him play in this fourth quarter. McCollum thought about the three. He'll start to drive, and a foul coming up on Herbert. Tate McCollum just had a bit of a step that time. Herbert put his hand up on the arm of Tate McCollum. They whistle him for the foul. And the ball will stay with Maryville. That is the third team foul here in this fourth quarter on Green Valley, so no free throws just yet. Right side, Viertaler back up top to Tate McCollum. Left side now, Delton Davis. Hounds down by three. Quinlan gets it. Top of the key now, Peyton McCollum. McCollum gives a head fake. Backs off just a bit. Now starts to attack, left elbow to Davis. Davis hands to Quinlan. Quinlan starts to go, gets down to left block. Help comes out from Shane. Up top to Tate McCollum. McCollum trying to get a pass over to Viertaler. It's knocked back and taken away by Shane. McCollum knocks it away from Shane, but Jack Shane able to retrieve it. Tracks it down. Now on the baseline, it is Herbert. And Herbert, check that bar, leans in and gets the bucket. Davis with it. Up top to Quinlan. Quinlan. Now to McCollum. Double team comes there, and Coach Steckline wants a timeout for Maryville to talk things over. 40-35 is the Green Valley lead. We're in the fourth quarter. We'll step aside. Back with more. You're listening to Maryville High School Basketball on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofound Athletics. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support comes from Hallelujah Counseling on South Main in Maryville, offering Christian-based mental health counseling, including anxiety and depression therapy, trauma counseling, stress management, relationship issues, and more. To schedule a consultation, 660-223-1700.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Hounds down by five in the fourth quarter. Derek Quinlan will be inbounding in front of his own bench. Lobs it into the backcourt, Peyton McCollum. Peyton walks it across midcourt. He's picked up by Barr. Right wing trying to get an opening down to the baseline. Double team comes over with Shane up top. Viertaler, top of the key three. Lucas Viertaler's got it. And Viertaler has Maryville back within two. 40-38. Jack Shane bringing the ball up the floor. Big time bucket that time by the 6 foot junior guard. Hounds now looking for the stop. Blackman inside to Shane, guarded by McCollum. Goes up with a shot. The right hand jump shot over the top of Tate McCollum is good. Shane had the advantage of 6 footer against a 5'5 freshman, and he knocks down the shot. Delton Davis to the baseline. Out to Quinlan, gives a head fake. Now into the corner, Davis. Davis to the free throw line. Into the corner, Lucas Viertaler wants another. Lucas has got it! It's a one-point game. Lucas Viertaler back-to-back possessions, cans some big-time threes. 42-41's our score. Barr off a screen from Blackman. Picks up his dribble, calls for some help, gives off now to Markham. Left wing now for Barr. Guarded by Quinlan, and a foul coming up away from the basketball. Shane trying to post up on Tate McCollum. And credit to McCollum, he is giving Shane all he can handle. Shane knocks McCollum to the ground. The foul will come up on Maryville. Saying that he's trying to hook him as he's trying to front Shane inside. And so that'll be, I believe, team foul number 4 on Maryville. So one more until the bonus. Inbound from Herbert to Shane. Now to Blackman popping out. Blackman hands off to Herbert. Herbert trying to create some space. Goes baseline under the hoop. Gives to Blackman. Blackman has it stripped free. But a whistle and a foul coming up on McCollum. And we'll see Styles Blackman go to the free throw line. 42-41 is our score. It's getting late in the fourth quarter. As Blackman steps to the free throw line, can't give you an exact time update where they have us at on the floor. Again, the scoreboard is that flat screen TV, which is facing the fans on the other side. Unfortunately, we cannot see that, but I do have someone signaling every time we get to 1 minute left in a quarter, so we can give that update, but at this point, we just know it's getting late as Blackman misses the first free throw. The second one on the way is good. It's a two-point ball game. Styles Blackman goes one of two at the line. He's got 18 points. Heck of a game for Styles Blackman, but Maryville's down just two, 43-41. Quinlan up top, left side to Viertali. He's come up with a couple big threes in this fourth quarter. As Peyton McCollum driving. Right corner now to Derek Quinlan. Gives a jab set now up top. Tate McCollum. Tate, one dribble, finds a cutting Peyton McCollum. Back out to Delton Davis into the corner. Viertaler wants another. Lucas Viertaler, three straight threes, gives Maryville a 44-43 lead. Viertaler has come alive. Coming up on 1 minute to play in the fourth quarter. Hounds up by one. Blackman inside, catches the pass in the paint. He is fouled on the way up. This is on the floor. But it is team foul number five, so two free throws on the way for Green Valley. It's a season-high 9 points for Lucas Viertaler so far in this game. Again, he missed a couple games early on, some ankle injuries, some stuff dating back to some football as well. Correction, that was not team foul number five. It was number four, apparently, because it was an inbound here for Green Valley. Barr has it, gets it to Herbert. Herbert goes baseline, leans in under the hoop, and he is fouled going up, and we'll see Herbert get to the free throw line. This foul coming up on Peyton McCollum. So Herbert can tie it with one, take the lead with two. Free throws on the way. We got a timeout on the floor here, a 30-second timeout. So we will step aside and be back with more Maryville Spoofhound football hounds. Check that, basketball hounds, up by one late in the fourth quarter.
Support for today's Spoofhound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
102 remaining. Maryville in front, 44-43. Free throws on the way, for Eli Herbert. Herbert, the leading scorer for Green Valley on this season, averaging 16 points per game. Limited to just seven so far in this one, but he is a 91% free throw shooter on the year. As a sophomore steps to the line, first one on the way to tie it. Rims out. One more coming up for Herbert. Coach Steckline imploring his team, box out, get a rebound, as Herbert has one more free throw on the way. 102 remaining. Second one, no good. The rebound comes down to Delton Davis. A big time miss that time for the Spoofhounds, but they're not out of the woods just yet. Only up by one. Derek Quinlan walks it across midcourt. Picked up defensively by Herbert. Man-to-man defense this time out of Green Valley. Maryville's battled their way back. Trailing by seven. Now up by one, 44-43. Inside a minute remaining. McCollum hands to Quinlan. Quinlan dribbling back to the right. Spoofhounds trying to eat up some clock here. Green Valley looking to come out and get a trap and a steal. Quinlan with it. Long bounce pass goes to Davis in the corner. Davis quickly fouled. And we have free throws on the way for Maryville. Check that was number four, team foul number four. So not into the bonus just yet. Maryville still needs to get it inbound. Green Valley looking for a quick steal. If not, expecting a foul coming up. 44-43 is the score. Inbound comes into Derek Quinlan. Quinlan trying to get loose. He's fouled by Herbert. And a couple free throws on the way for Derek Quinlan. Hoping to make this a full three-point lead, just a one-point lead right now, thanks to three threes in this fourth quarter from Lucas Viertaler. He has carried the load right now for the Spoofhounds. Now's a chance with a couple free throws on the way for Derek Quinlan. And the senior releases the first, and he hits. 16 points on the day for Derek Quinlan. One more on the way for the 6-foot senior guard. And the second is good. A 3-point advantage for Maryville. Green Valley with the basketball. Shane gets it into Eli Herbert. Herbert, a 30% 3-point shooter, walking the ball up the floor. Crosses midcourt. Gets it to Barr, popping out right wing. Barr guarded tightly by Quinlan. And now a foul coming up away from the basketball. This one will be on Maryville. They'll call this on Delton Davis. So a couple free throws on the way now for Green Valley. Not the worst foul in the world either. Maryville's up by 3. It's a tough proposition, Herbert. Do you make both and get the foul? Do you make the first, miss the second, as the first one goes down for Eli Herbert? He has 8 points on the night. 46-44 is the Maryville lead. Second free throw on the way for Herbert. On the way, and it's good. Herbert knocks down both. Timeout on the floor. We've got a good one brewing here in Kansas City. Maryville in front, 46-45 in the final minute. We'll step aside. Back with more. You're listening to Maryville High School Basketball.
This Spoofound broadcast is underwritten by FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that's served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Northwest Technical School, offering a variety of adult education courses this fall, ranging from dance like salsa and the Western two-step to arts and crafts such as rug braiding, painting, and t-shirt quilting. The full fall catalog of courses can be found online at kxcv.org or nts.maryville.k12.mo.us.
46-45 is the Maryville lead. 13 seconds left. It is Peyton McCollum set to inbound. Gets this one in quickly to Lucas Viertaler, fouled immediately. And a chance now for some free throws for Lucas Viertaler on the other end as Maryville trying to hit some free throws and end this game. Viertaler steps up to the free throw line. He's got 9 points, hit a trio of big three-pointers here in this fourth quarter. First free throw on the way is good by the junior. Give him 10 points on the day. One more coming up. Just about 11 seconds remaining here in the basketball game. Maryville's in front, 47-45. One more free throw coming up for Lucas Viertaler. It's on the way, and it's good. What big free throws that time by Lucas. Clutch situation. Set to inbound is Jack Shane. Maryville setting up for some full-court pressure to Herbert. Right back to Shane. Inside 10 seconds left to play. Maryville up 3, 48-45. Herbert with it. Out near midcourt to Barr. Barr dribbles right, floats it over to Herbert. Lost control of it. Viertaler picks it up. Maryville's going to get out of here with a victory in Kansas City. 48-45 is our final score. Spoofhounds down by 7 heading to the fourth quarter. Lucas Viertaler comes up, knocks down 3 big-time threes in the fourth quarter and 2 free throws with just a few seconds remaining in the basketball game and gets the steal to clinch the game for Maryville. Spoofhounds win it by the final score of 48-45. The Spoofhounds improved to 7-0 on the season. The sixth-ranked team in Class 4 basketball, the Spoofhounds, are 7-0 for the first time since the 2009-2010 season. Meanwhile, Green Valley, they fall to 4-3 on the season. Hounds won by 2 last year in overtime. They win it by 3 this time here in regulation. Spoofhounds win it 48-45. We'll take a break. Back with more right here on the Bearcat Public Media app and kxcv.org.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. and from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Paget, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoof Hounds. Also, from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoof Hounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. And Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoof Hound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop. And from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. Also from Mill and Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill and Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com. And U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoof Hound Athletics and Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
This is Spoof Hound Postgame on KXCB KRNW.
What a win tonight for Maryville, picking up victory number 7 on the season. Still unbeaten, 7-0 now as they knock Green Valley down to 4-3. Back-to-back losses for the Eagles. Maryville wins at 48-45. Knocking off not only a good Green Valley team, but a classic school at the same time. So Maryville stepping it up and really going toe-to-toe with a good basketball team, pulling this one out in the end by the final score of 48-45. It was 38-31 Green Valley heading into that fourth quarter. Maryville did a heck of a job locking things down defensively, allowing just 7 points through those final 10 minutes. Or should check that, 8 minutes. And then we see Lucas Viertaler going off for 11 points, all coming in that final frame. Knocked down 3 3-pointers, came up with a couple clutch free throws to extend this back to a 3-point ball game. And then in the end, the game-sealing steal on the right wing. Eli Herbert didn't even get a 3-pointer away. Spoof Hounds able to come away with the victory here this evening. Taking you through the final point totals from tonight's basketball game, the Spoof Hounds led by Derek Quinlan. He put up 17 points on the night, scored about 10 in the first quarter. A little bit quieter as the game went along, but did enough to help Maryville pull this one out. He puts up 17 points. Peyton McCollum comes away with 12 points, 11 for Lucas Viertaler. Again, all those coming very late in this basketball game. That's a new season high, 11 points for Viertaler. 4 points for Delton Davis. Tate McCollum, he knocked down the first big three of this second half to try to open things up there for the Spoof Hounds. And Titus McKim finished with 1 point. He was 1 of 2 at the free throw line. On the other side for Green Valley, they were led by Stiles Blackman, the 6'4 senior post player, and you knew that was going to be something Maryville would be challenged with at some point this season. How would they handle a true big man inside? It was a battle. It was a struggle. I'm sure Coach Steckland probably feels like probably a few too many offensive rebounds for Stiles Blackman on the night, but ultimately Maryville comes away with the win. But Blackman, 18 points, a nice game for the senior. Eli Herbert averages 16.2 points per game. He had just 9 in this one. The Spoof Hounds did a nice job on him. Peyton McCollum had that matchup much of the night. Aaron Barr finished the evening with 8 points. Jack Shane had 5. And Logan Markham, who averages 11 points per game, he had just 5. So the Spoof Hounds do a nice job defensively, locking things down. They pick up the win tonight, 48-45. Reminder that support for tonight's Spoof Hound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. That's going to wrap things up for us here from Kansas City and Hy-Vee Arena, the 12 courts of Christmas. The Maryville boys come away with the victory this evening, 48-45 over Grain Valley. They stay unbeaten now at 7-0 on the season. Tomorrow night, we'll have Maryville High School girls basketball. They'll be taking on Van Buren, a team out of Arkansas. That's right back here in Kansas City at Hy-Vee Arena as part of the 12 courts of Christmas. So be sure to tune back in for that game coming up tomorrow night at 7:45 on KXCV.org or through the Bearcat Public Media app under the Maryville tab. That's going to wrap things up for us. Thanks for tuning in. Once again, Maryville comes away with the victory, 48-45.